House design tells a forgotten history lesson. Why was this color so important to enslaved Africans? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Exodus 39:1 tells us, "For the priests who served in the holy place, they decorated finely woven garments with blue, purple, and scarlet thread donated by the people." Blue was special to priests, but our people have a spiritual connection to this color. What is it? Traveling through the South, you might notice a pattern. Many homes proudly showcase porch ceilings, doors, and window treatments painted a specific color blue. The selection, many are surprised to learn, goes way deeper than a design preference. The color symbolism honors many rich African spiritual traditions, including honoring one Yoruba deity, Ayamapo. Many Black families believe this color blue protects their families against evil spirits, known as haints, conjuring up the illusion of uncrossable water or of the expanse of the sky. But that's not all the appropriately named haint blue signifies. In the 18th century, indigo plants produced coveted blue dye. Its production drove the economy of colonial-era South Carolina with a value that far exceeded cotton. Its rich tone served as a reminder of the atrocities committed against enslaved laborers on indigo plantations. In spite of the historic wrongs perpetuated against their ancestors behind this rare dye, a reclamation movement is rising. Blue has a history of suffering within our bloodlines, but it also signifies the ability of our people to survive boundless racism and oppression. Find something blue around you. How does this color inspire you to protect and celebrate our people? In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying Black history stories we all deserve to know.